passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Why do so many people fail to live their dream, even when they know what it is? Sunil Bali is a peak performance coach and author of Mind, Set and Match, and he believes it all boils down to one thing: fear.
You know, if you don't do something, you don't chase the dream, you can always think to yourself, well, I would have done it, but if only, you know, I've got the mortgage, I've got the bills to pay. People forget they've got a choice. There's a great quote by Lily Tomlinson, you know, if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. I think, you know, our conditioning as well, peer group, parents, you know, nice, safe, secure job. Nothing wrong with that. If that's what turns you on, then absolutely fantastic. Great. That's what you should do. But, you know, we have one stab at this life. So have some fun, make the most of it. And if you do what you love, you will be successful. I guarantee it.
If you're saying, though, that you have a choice, on the other hand, you do have, you know, I don't know, school fees, mortgage, you know, the bills to pay and so on. It's not necessarily that easy. Is it just, oh, I have a choice, that's fine, off I go.
I'm not advocating quitting the day job, absolutely not. From my corporate life, having been head of talent and resources for Vodafone and Abbey, I've probably hired, I think probably in excess of 50,000 people over the years. I'm in response for their development. But one of the things I've always said to them is, you know, if this job isn't in line with your vision, your purpose, your values, then find out what is. You're absolutely wasting your time. But don't quit the day job. So I agree with you, Chantal. You know, you've got the bills, the mortgage, etc. But if you look through history, many people have built up very successful careers by, you know, doing something in the garage. You know, if you look at Steve Jobs and Apple, and that's how he started out. And just do whatever little you can from where you are with what you've got. And it might be an hour a week. And many authors start like that. You know, J.K. Rowling, you know, you've got the day job, but you'll spend an hour a week. So if you're a waitress waiting tables, but you want to be an author, don't think of yourself as a waitress waiting tables. Think of you an author who happens to be waiting tables. And by taking that one step at a time, slowly, it builds self-confidence, it builds self-esteem, and then you overcome the inertia and the momentum starts, and it's the whole snowball effect.
Now, people do often say, and if you follow your passion, you're definitely going to be successful. It's like you can't fail on that. That can't be 100% true.
In my experience, I can honestly, hand on heart, and dealt with a huge amount of people, say it's true. I think we need to define what is success. For me, success is living your life free to do what you want to do. So if success to you is just purely financial, and I've worked with many multimillionaires at the top of UK PLC, you're going to be in for a great big shock. Because when you come to it and you've got your millions in the bank and your relationships have fallen apart, you know, and your kids have left you, and the balance in your life, you know, you've got health problems. So I think let's define success. It's about having the freedom to do what you do, having balance in your life. And if that's what we're saying success is, then to achieve that by following your passion, you can definitely do it.
And what do you think is the thing that stops most people? The one thing that if they could change that, it would sort of drive them forward.
I touched upon earlier is conditioning. You know, when we're born free. When we're babies, life is very, very simple. You know, if you like something, you laugh. If you haven't got what you want, you're hungry, you cry. But, you know, we've got the greatest bit of software that's ever been developed, which is our brain. But who teaches us how to use it? Our parents. And who teaches them? Their parents and all their baggage and conditioning. You know, you buy a TV, you get a manual on how to use it. You buy a toaster, you get a great big manual on how to use it. So we tend to conform to other people's expectations of us. And what we do is then we live a persona as opposed to a personality. But once we drop the facade and actually live who we are, the concept being the more you do who you are, the better you will do.
That's psychotherapist Sunil Bali, author of Mind, Set and Match. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet Sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet Sound Publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.